I think it could have a significance, but I think what we've got to remember is there's still 33 points to play for, so it's not the be-all and end-all. However, it is an important game for both teams, and I think that there's a lot of games between now and the end of the season where you're really playing direct opponents. And what I mean by that is guys who are in about you in the league, and there really is a lot of six-pointers between now and then. So this isn't going to be the be-all and end-all. However, we'll be stressing the importance to our players in terms of this is a game where we could really do with the points that mean to push ourselves higher up the league.
I think we've spoken before about it's not essential to be in those playoff places at this stage, but to be kind of within touching distance of them and in touch and still in contention. Is that still the case?
Yeah, of course. I think if you look at last season, I think Fulham creeped in with a game or two to go. You know, I remember Leeds were occupying the sixth place, and then I think with a game to go, they fell out of it. I think I was at Huddersfield and Fulham at the time. Fulham beat them 4-1. They were excellent on the day, and Fulham managed to get themselves into the playoffs right at the death. So there's no point being in the top six at the moment if come the end when the dust settles you're not there. We want to try and be in there when everything's sort of, when it's finished.
Well, we've made a Bristol City. They've obviously taken lots of plaudits for their cup exploits this season, but having a great campaign in the league as well.
Yeah, I think like most teams, but I think they've had their good periods and their bad periods. You know, I think they've won 2 games in 11. In terms of form, I wouldn't say they're coming here in the best form. However, they beat Sheffield Wednesday 4-0 in their last game, so I'm sure they'll take huge confidence for that. But I think this league's that competitive and that difficult that you can go through spells where you're in 5 or 6 in the trot, or you don't win in 5 or 6. Do you know what I mean? And I think that most teams throughout the league, even Wolves, do you know what I mean? If you look at them at the moment, they've not had their best sort of run of games recently. So we just need to make sure that we focus on what we do and what we do well. And that's basically that.
How tough to judge is it when you look at those runs? On one hand, they've won 2 games in 11 or whatever. On the other hand, they've hammered Sheffield Wednesday at the weekend. Is it hard to know which team might turn up with any team in this division?
Well, I think what it does display to you is it's how you perform on the day. I think if you play as well as you can, you've got a great chance of winning the game. If you underperform, or if you've got a few lads that are below par, you're going to find that really tough, difficult afternoon. Do you know what I mean? I think that's how competitive this league is. And it doesn't really matter whether you're playing the top of the league or the bottom of the league. Everybody's fighting for something. No team gives you an inch. Do you know what I mean? They come out, they fight, they battle, and they'll make it difficult.
It's a while ago now, but winning at Ashton Gate, will that have any impact? Will you be able to take anything from that performance and that game into playing them again at home?
Not necessarily. I think it happened that long ago, and obviously with different players playing in that game as well. You know, I think Steffi Mavadidi started up front in that game. So, yeah, I think it's very different now. I think that, strangely enough, though, we've got a good record against Bristol as a club. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know if that's got any bearing. However, people have told me those records since I've been here, and we've managed to dispel some of them. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to have any sort of bearing on the game itself.